Welcome to the Academic Minute. I'm Lynn Pascarella, president of Mount Holyoke College. Life appeared on Earth more than 3 billion years ago, and at a time when the sun was not as bright as it is today. Brian Toon, professor of atmospheric and oceanic science at the University of Colorado Boulder, explains how the Earth captured enough heat to support early life.
The faint young sun paradox asks the question, how could the Earth have been warm enough for life billions of years ago, despite the fact that the sun was 20 to 25% less luminous than it is now? Evidence from ancient rocks clearly indicates that the early Earth was a warm and habitable planet, with life emerging more than 3.5 billion years ago. However, long-established models of the evolution of stars predict that the young sun was dim. This apparent paradox was first recognized by Carl Sagan in the early 1970s and has lingered without satisfactory resolution ever since. However, recently, PhD candidate Eric Wolf and I applied state-of-the-art three-dimensional climate models to the problem. These are the same advanced models used for predictions of present-day climate change. Our results indicate that it may not be so difficult to keep the early Earth warm. With about 40 times the present-day level of carbon dioxide and 500 times the present-day level of methane, we can create a strong enough greenhouse effect to overcome a 20% reduction in the sun's brightness, yielding surface temperatures much like today. While these amounts may sound a bit extreme, they fall within the estimates determined by geologists from analyzing ancient soil samples known as paleosols. Furthermore, there are other controls on climate that make warming the early Earth even easier. In our model, we've tested recent hypotheses regarding changes to clouds, land, and the total atmospheric pressure on Earth during its earliest days. Given plausible assumptions about these ideas, we find that only 10 times the present-day level of carbon dioxide, along with 50 times the present-day level of methane, may be all that's needed to keep the early Earth warm. The faint young sun paradox may be a puzzle no more.
That was Brian Toon of the University of Colorado Boulder. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from Newman's Own, giving all profits to charity and pursuing the common good for over 30 years. And from Mount Holyoke College, never fear change.